You're listening to 2SER 107.3. Almost forgot the radio station I was on there for a second. We'll find out why I'm like that. Because if you're like me, you take a lot of supplements to enhance your regular workout, just in an effort to calf the biceps, the triceps, the lats, the glutes, the delts, and the glutes again. But apparently certain protein supplements could be bad for the brain. Now, me no understand this statement. But here, to tell us more, PhD candidate from the UTS Neurotoxin Research Group. Please make a fair welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Kate Zamarzik, how are you going, Kate?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Thank you so much for joining us here this afternoon. Now, as stated, I work out heaps. I take enough supplements to stun an infant rhino. Should I be concerned?
Well, it depends what ones you're taking. But there's not a lot of evidence to prove that they work in general. And there's also a lot of evidence coming out now, especially from our lab, saying that sometimes they could actually be dangerous.
And because there's not much in the way of regulations when it comes to supplements.
Not really. A lot of them are classified as foods. And so that way they don't actually have to be regulated. A lot of people think of supplements like medicines because they tend to be packaged really nice and you can buy them from pharmacies and stuff like that. But they're not actually tested the same way as medicines. If you buy a medicine, you'll know that it's been tested to actually work for what it says it's going to do and you know it'll be safe. But that's not always the case with supplements.
That is a little bit of a worry. It's probably just equally worrying that if they package it as food and they can sort of put whatever they want in there. But yeah, that's sort of how did you get involved in this sort of research?
It was completely by accident. A lot of people, when they hear about our research, think, oh, we set out to, you know, uncover supplements and how bad they are. But we actually look at a certain group of toxins and they're like a certain chemical. And we just kind of looked out into the world and said, where can we find more of this chemical? And we looked at the literature and what's available in the stores, and we actually found them in supplements.
And is this the chemical L-norvaline?
Norvaline.
Norvaline.
Yeah.
Apologies to the people who discovered that I pronounced it incorrectly. and it's sort of in a lot of supplements?
It's in a few. So it's an amino acid, and it's taken by bodybuilders before they work out.
Right.
So it's a pre-workout, and people can either buy it on their own or in a combination of supplements, which is what they call stack supplements. And it's taken to kind of enhance the workout.
Wow, that's wild. Is supplements the sort of thing where they've got the ingredients on the side of the packet?
They do, but I think to like the common layperson, they might not recognize what those things even are.
Well, I'm a layperson. I couldn't even pronounce it correctly. So it is sort of something where people should be alarmed, and if they're taking a lot of these things and listening to this right now, it might be a good idea to maybe see a medical professional.
Definitely. I think a GP is probably the best person you can talk to when you're considering taking supplements, because they know your medical history, they know if you're taking any other medications, and they're a good starting point for advice on what the deal is with the supplements people are taking.
And it seems to be a whole sort of culture. Everywhere you look, there seems to be like a supplement store opening up.
They're everywhere.
How did this happen? Is it just, I guess, a symptom of the fact that everyone's, obsessed with fitness at the moment?
I think so. I think that's what's happening. Like, it's a booming industry. In the last, 15 years, the industry has doubled. In 2017, it was a $4.7 billion industry in Australia.
And so there's a lot of money there, but not as much regulation as you'd like to have there.
And not as much research, which is why the stuff we do at UTS is really cool.
Awesome. And what else are you doing there, the neurotoxin department there, the neurotoxin research group?
Well, we look at neurotoxins. So we're not limited to supplements. We also look at some in algae.
Yes.
So that's really cool.
I had the algae chat a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
This could be the algae could be, I'm planning on building a house out of algae one day.
Oh, really?
It's one of those, it's the thing that does everything.
Make sure it's neurotoxin free.
I will. I'll do my very best. Well, I've got my homies there at the Neurotoxin Research Group who can help me out with all of that stuff. But certainly, so people sort of taking those things should certainly look out and go and see a doctor.
Definitely.
Anything else that I should be looking out for?
No, not really.
Besides that? I don't know if your field of research, if by looking at me you can tell me that I've got a clean bill of health, but if you could please say that.
Oh, I'm not that kind of doctor.
Oh, really? Because I guess if you could tell me that everything's going to be all right, it'd really take a lot of weight off my shoulders.
Well, if you stay away from Norvaline, then you're pretty safe.
Awesome. Consider it done. Kate, thank you so much for coming in this afternoon.
Cool. Thank you so much.
You go and enjoy your weekend, won't you?
I will.